Previously on 253 Matilda.
It's done. Our acceleration has ended. I had a blackout.
Salish Peters served as our acting mayor last time something like this happened.
Peters is what, 90-something years old?
We need somebody who can keep people from turning to the Doomers for comfort.
How long would I have to do it?
A few months.
Render this location data on the map so we can visualize it. There.
The negative aging is clustered on the north side, positive in the south.
And the largest variances in both directions are around this one spot on the top level.
We've still got one deceleration vehicle, the backup vehicle from the last mission, and we've got enough ore. We can explore one last system.
How many years would we be shaving off our future by wasting that ore?
It'll take about 30 years worth, but that just means we'll have to stop issuing birth permits.
The center of the aging anomalies would be about 30 meters ahead. Several effects may be stronger up there.
The hearing along all distortions in your voice. There, can you hear me? I'm moving toward that spot you said you was going to.
No, stay away from there.
You have a theory?
Only that the center of the anomaly is either frozen in time or, even in our path.
But
where does that lead, Chief
Tojo? She's frozen in time, and we have all the time in the world. She's in the path, then we're already too late.
And now.
That's pretty much what we know.
Can you get their attention for me?
I don't really know.
Chiefs, come to order!
Can somebody report on what the status is with the person we lost?
Chief Tojo.
Yeah, Tojo. What happened to Chief Tojo?
She's gone, Mayor. That's pretty much what we know. The working theory is a temporal anomaly.
I found the biological time anomalies in the evacuees were matched by their multicom logs.
What do you mean?
Their multicom log timestamps were off. We didn't notice at first because they auto-corrected to network time.
So what's that mean for us?
It means there's definitely a temporal phenomenon. It wasn't present before the upper levels got destroyed, and it doesn't appear to be responsible for the destruction.
Although I've got a theory that it is indirectly responsible. I think this phenomenon may have been what temporarily drained the shield. I think we collided with this thing. Maybe a sort of wormhole, and it got caught in some interaction with our shields that slowed it down and brought it to rest on the surface while doing the fatal damage to the shields.
Wait, kid, who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm Assistant Mech Robbie Davis, the acting chief mechanic while Chief Tojo was missing.
So, getting back to your theory, Robbie, why would it happen to land right on top of us?
Because that's where the shield emanates from. The phenomenon may have been attracted by the shields.
But then why aren't we all dead? Why did the shield power go back to normal?
Maybe the shields were holding this thing slightly above the surface, but when they dropped below a critical point, the phenomenon passed through them to the inside so it's no longer a drain?
Nobody answered my question. What happened to Tojo?
We don't really know, but she's not here anymore.
Are we going to get her back? Rescue mission?
I wouldn't advise sending anyone else into the anomaly because we have no theories for how to get someone back out of it.
And I think we need to focus on repairs right now. That's something we can control that needs our full attention.
But what about Tojo? What happened to Tojo?
I'd like to take the former ore extraction team and convert them into another repair team, since we've finished with mining.
But we've already been retrained and reassigned to other sections. That was the deal. And most of us went to ore processing. So you'd be leaving ore processing shorthanded right when we're needed most to power our recovery and to fuel that ship we're supposed to
launch. The ship ought to be off the table until after repairs. No sense in a vanity project while we're fighting to survive.
That's very narrow-minded of you, Hernandez. And you're not a section chief. Why are you speaking anyway?
The mayor can approve the transfers.
Out! All of you, get out! I don't want to see you until... leave me alone!
Are you feeling all right, Mayor?
Don't you try to make fun of me! I said out!
Please come with me, Mayor. Let's get you to medical.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda now travels the galaxy at near light speed. For her residents, the journey has been 134 years. For the rest of the galaxy, it's been hundreds of thousands of years. Episode 22. Destiny.
I'm okay now.
Just hold still a moment, please. Okay. Done.
What's going on? How is he?
I'm okay now.
But I heard...
All those people trying to get something from me, trying to sink their teeth into me, all that arguing and scheming going on. Of course I was overwhelmed.
Dr. Singh?
The medical AI analyzed the brain scan I just took, and I'm afraid it's not good news.
What is it? Come on, I can take it.
The scan shows beta amyloid plaques and atrophy. You're developing dementia.
Oh no.
Guess there's no cure for that.
Not for this type. But there are strategies we can use to manage it.
Such as?
Cognitive stimulation, exercise, structured routines. We can also give medication a try. Maybe a cholinesterase inhibitor.
It's not too advanced yet, so I can still be mayor, right?
The social contact and challenges of the job could be good for you. Just keep a shorter schedule and have Eva structure the meetings better. It was a bit of a free-for-all. But whether you should be mayor with your faculties declining, well, I guess that's a matter for the section chiefs to decide.
I don't want word of this getting out, understand?
Well, that's your right as my patient, Mayor. But I think you should trust them and let them make an informed decision.
Last thing I need is for them to think I'm weak right now. Anyway, I feel fine.
At least tell Eva Hernandez so she can manage your load intelligently.
Fine, but just her. So, how long do you think I have?
There's no telling what rate it'll progress at. You could deteriorate rapidly and die in a few months. Or you could still be functioning reasonably well for years. And you might be struggling one moment and doing better minutes later. Or vice versa.
I'll trust my luck.
Chief Lawrence.
Yes, Hussein.
We finished the study of potential systems to explore, and this one here is everybody's favorite.
I didn't realize we'd come full circle.
We haven't quite, but it'll take the ship a couple years to decelerate from this speed. So if we launch within a month or two, it'll line up perfect.
Good work, Hussein. This should shut up the people arguing against the mission. Even Eva.
What's next, sis?
There's a mission report coming in from the team on K2-72E. Almost finished processing.
That's Carson and Lee?
Right. Quite a pair, those two.
I miss them. Bizarre to think they've been dead for 100,000 years, but we're about to hear from them.
We've been almost outrunning their transmission. What amazes me is how good this error correction algorithm is at stitching together such a weak signal with so much interference at such an incredible distance.
Transmission is fully processed.
Thank you, computer. Begin playback.
Hey, Marissa. And anyone else back there still cares about us? This is the end of day 15. Or as I like to say, still day 1 local time, since we're tightly locked. You'll recall yesterday's expedition into the sunny side didn't go well. We came back to the Terminator.
But one of us can't handle hydrogen in the heat, Carson. I'm fine.
Larissa,
anyway, today we decided to drone for a more relaxing exploration to the sunny side.
What?
Hard near the Terminator and
should I take you to Dr. Singh?
Kilometers further in is
I'm fine.
The whole sunny side appeared to be from orbit.
You sure?
Near here, it's more of a
semi-tropical
jungle. Almost like the arboretum if the heat and humidity controls are malfunctioning. Fortunately, it's not dense everywhere, so there's plenty of spots we can see down through the treetops. The drone cameras identified a variety of animals, some of them we've seen around our camp, but a lot are unique to the hotter climate.
I think the best analogy for this place is Chile. Instead of the Andes Mountains, here it's the fixed daylight terminator that gives us these long vertical lines of unique climates and the ability to traverse such a variety of climates horizontally in a matter of a few hours' walk.
Personally, my sweet spot has the sun slightly below the horizon. Lee likes it hotter.
The thing that's totally different here from Chile is the wind, of course. Around the Terminator, it's always so windy. No doubt you can hear. Glad we don't have allergies.
Anyway, the drone is proving really useful despite the wind.
Do we have any more of those drones?
Wind tolerances. Tell Larissa she did a great job on that recon.
I think so, why?
Tomorrow we're hoping the conditions...
Maybe we could use one to try to find out what happened to Farah.
As we get closer to the pole...
She's gone. You should get over it.
She's like another sister to me.
Polar areas, you could actually experience a
funny you should say that.
Cycle on this planet. It just takes months and only happens in specific
nothing.
Regions. It's remarkable how the plant life adapts. So we're expecting
I'm not giving up on her.
On life in such areas. Maybe something more earth-like in terms of being adapted.
So what do you think about the drone idea?
Light levels.
A drone can't fly in a vacuum.
But could it be adapted? Or, actually, ore extraction section had some scouting and sampling robots. We know those work on Matilda. Maybe we could use one of those.
I suppose.
Jim O'Hara here. What do you want?
Jim, do you still have any of those ore sampling robots?
Yeah, they got moved to storage until we need their parts for something else.
Do you think they'd be able to navigate through our upper level debris and make it to the surface to follow Chief Tojo into the anomaly?
Well, they're not designed for obstacle courses or manipulating hatches, so I think somebody should carry it up. Once it's up there, it shouldn't have any trouble walking into the anomaly. But we'll need to swap out the ore sensors for something more useful to this mission.
Good idea. Let's just focus on optical sensors and fast transmission time. No need to get complex until we find out if we can actually learn anything from it. Also, we'll need to set it to automatically attempt to back out of the anomaly just after it enters.
I had no idea you were such a scientist, Marissa.
I dabble, and this is personal. What do you think? How fast can you do it?
It's really a two-person job, and I'm running behind schedule. Can you come on down here and help me with it?
On my way. Larissa, do you want to come with me?
Nah, I'll stay here and cover communications for you. You go ahead. There you are. What happened to you?
What? You know I went to work on the robot with O'Hara.
What robot?
To find Farah.
I don't remember what you're talking about or anything else for the last couple hours.
What's the last thing you remember?
We were talking about Carson and Lee. You just started to play the report. Then you were gone. I was sitting here alone wondering what happened to you, and that was a couple minutes ago.
You don't remember our conversation about the drones?
No.
Do you remember you seemed to be feeling ill for a moment? I suggested seeing Dr. Singh, but you didn't want to.
I felt a brief wave of nausea before the memory gap. Don't remember talking with you about it.
I wish you'd gone to the doctor.
So
Since the rationing started, there's been 8 reported incidents of food theft.
Doesn't sound that bad, considering.
But if we don't stop it now, it could get a lot worse as people get hungrier.
Then I'd suggest you catch the culprits, Detective.
And then you've got these doomers. The cultists. I'm not comfortable with them. There's a threat they'll take advantage of our newly chaotic situation.
Don't think anybody's comfortable around doomers, but what do you want me to do about them?
Well, Mayor, it would help stem their recruiting if you could reassure everybody that the rebuild is going well and the upper levels will be open soon and everybody will have their own home again. And that the rations will be increasing.
So you want me to lie about everything?
Mayor, I just want you to put on a brave face and accentuate the positives as much as you can so people feel hopeful.
I'm sorry, Detective Seatang, but your meeting time has expired. I have another appointment waiting.
Fine. Guess I'll just make all the decisions myself.
Chief Lawrence is here. Are you sure you're up to this, Mayor? You don't have to let him in.
It's okay. It's just Chief Lawrence. I'm not an invalid.
Good evening, Mayor. Hope you're feeling better.
Just hadn't eaten or slept well. Sorry about my outburst. So you got an update for me? Planets to explore?
We've got the perfect planet coming up. No contest. Don't think we need to consider any other options.
What's that?
Earth.
What? Did you say Earth?
Haven't you been following our position?
Thought we were at least 20,000 light years short of completing our first orbit of the galaxy.
See, we're going so fast, we'll cross 20,000 light years in less than a year. A year to us, anyway. And our speed means the deceleration ship needs a long lead time to slow itself, so we'd have to launch it in the next couple months.
We haven't heard from Earth in a long time.
Naturally, we went out of range.
Doesn't seem that long. I guess it's been...
17 years. Do you think something happened to them?
It's been about 160,000 years for them, so I suspect a lot of things happened.
Do you suppose the human race still exists?
I really doubt it. Except for us, of course.
So whatever's there now...
maybe very alien to us.
Hard to fathom.
I don't think there could be any more appropriate way to wrap up our exploratory phase.
Agreed. Let's set up a committee and pick the crew.
I still think you should reconsider this, Mayor. But would it be just 2 crew again?
Modifications to support a larger crew would take more time than we've got.
Guess we'll be able to make a couple of returnists very happy.
I really think you should take a break now, Mayor. Chief Lawrence and I can hammer out the committee details.
All right. I'll go for a walk in the Arboretum.
Don't cancel our future!
Well, Mayor, are you going to give us our future back, or are you joining the Doomers?
I'm not. Nobody said...
Birth permits are our human rights.
But wait a minute.
No more births!
We all voted for the mission, for exploration.
That was 40 years ago. Most of us weren't even born.
Then you're not old enough to understand what this is all about. What life is all about. What our place in the universe.
You tell her, Mayor!
We have a purpose here. We must fulfill
Doomer
it
creeps.
To achieve absolution.
Our I didn't
world
mean...
must
I
end.
Mean... we're going home.
What are you talking about?
Earth. We're going to Earth.
He means the ore will be used to send our explorers to Earth. We're almost back there. It's a perfect way to bring our world
Earth
to a close.
Earth is dead.
A perfect symmetry.
Backwards, backwards.
Our future is what matters. Don't deprive
I mean,
us of one.
If there were a way to do both, I would. But we can't. We can't do the ore. Not enough ore.
No more births.
Bring back Bring back
Hey, Tam. I'm home.
Been a tough day today, has it?
The disrespect I have to deal with, it's shocking. Nobody would have talked to a mayor in the old days like everybody talks to me.
These aren't the old days.
Some are overt with it. Others I can feel it simmering just below the surface. Even people I was sure I could trust. They're like sharks. Sharks that smell my blood in the water.
Maybe you should tell everyone what's going on with you. The dementia. They might be more understanding.
You want me to throw chum into the water?
Or you can step down.
Abandon them to chaos and infighting? Besides, I need a purpose right now. Something to focus me so I don't have to think about my brain disintegrating.
I'm on the surface.
Check your scanner.
You should be detecting the direction of the center of the temporal disturbances with the new program I installed on it.
Got it.
Now transfer those coordinates to the robot.
Tell it to move slow and transmit continuously, and to retrace its path the moment contact is lost.
It's off and moving. Are you seeing the video?
Yes, we are.
Thanks, Jim. You can come back inside.
I'll stay and watch it disappear, if it's all the same to you. Don't think I'll ever fully believe in this anomaly unless I see it in action myself.
Just don't go any closer to it.
The distortions are getting stronger. It must be getting close.
Just vanished. You guys still getting a transmission?
No, the video cut out. And since the robot hasn't returned, I'd say we've confirmed that this is a unidirectional phenomenon.
I think I saw a flash of something different there at the end of the video.
Well, let's check. Computer, playback the final half second of footage at 5% speed.
Playback initiated.
Just a normal Horizon and Starfield for now. Wait, there.
Computer, pause.
Wow, that star is close. That can't have been taken from here. It's clearly within a system.
Computer, run a spectral analysis of the large star in this image and summarize.
Star is comprised of 74% hydrogen, 24% helium, additional trace elements. Surface temperature approximately 5,800 Kelvin. Radial velocity uncertain without further images. Moderate sunspot activity.
Compare this with known stars in our database.
One match found.
Elaborate.
High confidence match with the star soul, colloquially known as the sun.
What? How?
Computer, assuming the star is Sol, and based on the size of it in the image and known data about the robot's camera, can you calculate how far away the star is from the camera?
Approximate distance 300 million kilometers.
In the Sol system, where would that put the camera?
Main asteroid belt.
What does this mean?
I think it means we're dealing with a doorway back through time. Back to where it all started.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 22, Destiny. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. Salish Peters is David Loftus. Communications Chief Marissa Flint is Virginia Hargrove. Carson was Sean Curran. Stone is John Gaunce. Dr. Singh is Loretta Chang. Jim O'Hara is Slim Sam VO. Astronomy Chief Lawrence is James Lorenz. Lee was Nick Fury. Ravi Davis is Ed Shaleda. Eva Hernandez is Lindsay White. Detective Aranya Sitang is Sova Rain. Larissa Flint is Lindsay Townsend. The pro-birth permit protesters included Nala Campbell and Tony Westfield. The Doomer Priest is Kirsten Greenfield. Dr. Tam Peters is Ahmad A.J. Judah. Hussein is Casey Cooper. Sergei Kochergin is Alexander Grace. The Doomers included Jacob Tarbox. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Special thanks to our Kickstarter backer, Joanne Phillips. Sound effects and music courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.